The stock market managed to do something today that it hasn't done since August. It ended up for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which just Wednesday hit a five-year low, ended this week with a gain of more than 4% over last Friday. The Nasdaq closed up more than 6%. Joining us now to talk about the turnaround is Chris DeSimeo. He's a financial advisor and stockbroker in Cincinnati. Chris, probably too early to call this a rally, I guess.
Well, 2 days does not a full-blown rally make, but it's better than a lot of things we've had lately, so we'll take it.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday were a lot better than Wednesday. There was some encouraging news about some big corporations today. GE met Wall Street's target for quarterly earnings, and a brokerage house had some good things to say about IBM. Are feelings about corporate America starting to turn?
They are. Keep in mind that there is still a sense that despite all the news about corporate scandals and accounting irregularities, that the general sense is that many corporations are run by good, decent, honest people, and that maybe not a few bad apples, but some bad apples are spoiling it for a lot of otherwise good corporations. So today's numbers bore that out, and actually yesterday's numbers also, more of the same, better than expected news.
But beyond confidence in the numbers, is there returning confidence that indeed companies are going to be profitable soon?
Well, that's a great question, Robert, because if you remember, George Washington was just scared to death about being buried alive. And we may have buried some of the internet stocks a little too early. Yesterday morning, Yahoo reported earnings that were well above analyst expectations. And so far this year, shares of Amazon, which had been at 116, had opened the year at about 9. Amazon making money. Some of these internet stocks upon which the bubble was built and subsequently burst are now beginning to show profits. And the market's looking at that. Yahoo yesterday reported better than expected earnings. Aetna, the health insurance company, better than expected earnings. So we're starting to see signs that maybe things aren't as bad as we had feared.
And perhaps it is true that after irrational exuberance, there is irrational pessimism.
Well, think about it. It only makes sense because if we, and this is the thinking of the market, if we in fact overbid them on the high side, maybe we're overdoing it on the downside. And in fact, they got a little peek at that Wednesday when one of the Americans who won a Nobel Prize was not even an economist, a psychologist who talked about how sometimes markets behave in irrational ways. So that got people thinking, well, maybe we've been irrational. Maybe this doesn't have to make sense all the time. Maybe there's some value out there.
But there was some discouraging news about the economy today. Retail sales fell by the largest amount in 10 months. Consumer confidence is down, and the market seemed to discount those reports. Why is that?
Well, that's another great question, Robert. Keep in mind that sometimes what actually is reported is not nearly as important as how the news compares with what the market was expecting. And the retail sales falling 1.2% was right in line with analysts' expectation. It was published over the weekend. It's clearly available. So it was not a disappointment. So even though the number was down, it was expected. The inflation numbers also reported this morning up 0.1%, just kind of reaffirmed that, okay, we have no inflation. Retail sales are down. We expected that. GE's numbers were okay as expected. So maybe things aren't so bad. And the rally was extended from yesterday.
I suppose if there is a real recovery on the markets, you don't really know that until it's well underway.
That is an excellent point. In hindsight, Monday morning in quarterbacking, it always is very, very easy. We can all say, well, of course we would have seen that rally coming 2 years ago. Of course we all should have seen the internet stocks blowing up 2.5 years ago. But the fact is, when you're involved in it, when you're in the middle of it, it's very difficult to see. And sometimes a look back at history is one of the best things you can do.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Robert.
Chris DeSimeo, financial advisor and stockbroker from Cincinnati, Ohio.